It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It is Brouhaha with Herlinda and, of course, Mark Carpenter. We're about to enter into a shortened version of the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. Tomorrow, Jimmy from Lagunitas will be in at some point. What are they doing?
They have a big announcement. I'm going to let him tell you because I can't wait to see your face when he tells you this really cool news that they're going to, it's a big thing that they're going to be doing.
Lagunitas will now make really good Chardonnay. Is that it? I doubt it. Okay.
I bet they could, though.
If anyone could, they could.
Tony McGee's going to run for president.
Yeah, Tony McGee for president. Perfect. I'll go with that. Joining us again is Clay Jordan on the phone from San Francisco, part of Speakeasy Ales and Lagers. They got a new thing called Safe House Saison. Clay, great to talk to you. How you doing?
Hey, good to talk to you. I'm doing great. Thanks.
Hey, Clay.
Hi, Clay.
Hey, how are you doing?
All right. Tell us the history of Speakeasy. You're based in San Francisco, but you're also in Santa Rosa or Sonoma County anyway.
Well, we're everywhere. You know, we're a production brewery, so we send our beer all over the place. We're not just a local tap room, but we're a real production brewery. So, Speakeasy has been around for a little while in San Francisco, started in 1997. And, you know, one of the reasons why I'm on here today is talking about our big 21st anniversary party.
The 21st anniversary.
21 years, huh?
Long time.
Clay, you used to work with Mark, right?
I did, yeah, at Anchor. We were there for a little while.
Mark Carpenter, the man from Anchor, started in 1971. You worked with him, huh?
Yeah. David, you know, we've had a few guys through there that have gone on to great things. Clay, obviously, is one of them.
Yeah, it was a great brewery, a really good experience, and obviously Anchor's, a legend around here. So
yeah, no kidding, huh?
Well, it was a great career for me, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So you guys are doing, a big event for your 21st anniversary, but I do have to say, and I told you about this when we talked earlier, so it was big news when you guys kind of went on hold for a little while. The brewery was temporarily closed for a bit, and then you guys got rebought, so you're reincarnated. So now you're doing business as another company, brewery, LLC, but still, the whole beer world and corporations and buyouts and things is very, very interesting to a lot of people and a lot of our listeners.
Well, especially these days. There's so many and so much going on. I'm sorry, Clay, go ahead.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right, and it does get confusing. With all, you know, the different movement and acquisition, that sort of thing. And Speakeasy had a very, you know, we like to say we had a, even though we did have a little rough patch and we did close down for a bit, I feel like we had a very good story coming out of it because just about a year ago, we'll go into what's called a receivership. We basically ran out of money, as a, you know, a few breweries have done here in the past.
Yes.
And we got a new ownership. However, we weren't acquired by another brewery. We were acquired by a local entrepreneur named Seth Butner. He's an Oakland local, and he bought Speakeasy. Essentially what happened, it was an asset sale. Speakeasy's brand and the assets were sold, and to be able to acquire the brewery, he had to create sort of a parent holding company. So technically, we're Hunter's Point Brewery, after the neighborhood that we're here in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's cool.
Doing business as Speakeasy Ale and Lagers. So same brand, same beer, same brewery, just a slight change in ownership and a little different wording.
Talk about go ahead.
I was just going to say, we're not bought out by another brewery. We get that question a lot.
Yeah.
And so we weren't acquired by another brewery. We were just sort of a transition.
Okay, now talk about the Speakeasy Petaluma, voted Sonoma County's best late night food.
That's a separate, it's a different restaurant in Petaluma that they have nothing to do with, which is happens all the time.
Okay, well, Mike didn't know that, so he put that up here. Yes, I know Speakeasy in Petaluma, but I was assuming you guys had something to do with it, but no.
Let me ask Clay about the beers. I assume you're doing the same recipes, the same beers.
Yes, we are. We shrunk our portfolio. One thing, you know, we did kind of shrink a lot of our volume down, and We did a little cutting of some of our brands, but, you know, Speakeasy's known Big Daddy, IPA, Prohibition Ale, and some of those classic beers that we've been making. No changes to the recipe. We're still brewing those beers that everybody knows and loves. And, but we're also adding new beers to kind of be relevant and stay with the industry.
It was Big Daddy won a gold medal one year at the GABF, right?
Yeah, and
I thought you were Big Daddy.
Well, that's what all the women call me.
Off there.
Big Daddy Brewing.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
It's Big Daddy is their beer. It was actually named after, the name's out of my head, after the guy at the Tornado, right?
Correct. Yep, absolutely.
Now, also, I wanted to, there's a little known fact that these guys don't know, and you probably don't know, Clay. I competed for 9 years in Stumptown Brewery's rib revival, rib cook-off. I was the only girl chef on the only all-girl rib team for 9 years. And Speakeasy was always next to us with their barbecue and beer team. So I've been drinking your beers a long time.
Stumptown is still a legendary festival for Speakeasy. It's everybody's one of everybody's favorites around here.
So tell us about that. What you're going to have at the anniversary party, because you guys don't have a restaurant there, right?
No, we don't have a restaurant. So what we, you know, we have a typical tap room. You know, like I said, we're a production brewery, typical tap room. And so what we'll do is bring in food trucks and that sort of thing. We have Taco Thursdays. And, you know, we try to keep up a different food truck, you know, Thursday through Sunday.
But there's going to be a whole bunch of them, right, for this party, right? And like bands.
Yeah, absolutely.
And some bands, we're right?
I'm sorry?
Music.
Yeah, we're going to have music. We're still kind of finalizing some of the acts and that sort of thing, but definitely music, food, beer, obviously.
What's the date again?
That's August 25th.
Okay, and then do they need tickets, et cetera, for this?
Yeah, so you can pre-sale. They're $5 a piece, but we'll also take $5 at the door also. But if you get pre-sale, it includes a 5-ounce taster glass with unlimited tasting. You know, we have some VIP tickets where you get sort of some exclusive access and a vertical flight of our syndicate, which is our barrel-aged vintage ale, and some other perks and that sort of thing.
All right. It's Hunters Point Brewery in San Francisco.
They're still Speakeasy, but operating as under the Hunters Point LLC.
Thank you.
Because of their acquisition.
It's a little confusing.
We'll see more of that kind of stuff as the beer world evolves and changes.
Clay, is the website goodbeer.com?
Goodbeer.com, that's right.
There you go. Clay Jordan from Speakeasy San Francisco, Speakeasy Ales and Lagers. Always a pleasure talking to you, man. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Clay. Thank
you. All right.
Take care, Clay.
My kingdom for a producer. Well, until he comes back, we'll just keep going.
Let me tell you about my day.
Yes, tell me about your day.
I had a very interesting day that a few years ago I was in Helsinki for the brewery.
Weren't you there this week, too?
Yeah, but I...
giving beers to Trump and Putin?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I was out in the bars, as I usually am, and ran into these guys who were corporate pilots for Johnson & Johnson. And I love flying, you know, and they love beer. So I wanted to talk flying. They wanted to talk beer. We had a great evening.
Remember, beer and flying a plane do not mix.
Yeah. And we kind of kept in touch over the years. And so they were out here delivering an executive in San Francisco. And they had a few days. They got a hold of me. And so they said, well, let me come up to Petaluma and we'll take you to lunch. So I took him to a couple breweries today, and one of the advantages of being a brewer is, you know, brewers are always so good to each other, and I just made a couple calls to Hin House and to Seismic, and we just had a great reception and had some fabulous beers, and I wanted to mention a couple of them. Seismic, they're Alluvium. That's correct, isn't it?
Yeah, Alluvium.
It's a beer.
That's a weird name for a beer, I got to admit. We love Seismic, but...
Well, it has something to do with an earthquake. It has something to do with an earthquake.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And but it's a fabulous beer, and I mention it because it's on draft at a lot of places, a lot of their accounts, but they're coming out with it very soon in cans. And so all the Alluvium fans, it's just a fabulous beer.
And it's made with local malt, too.
Yes.
What do you think about the brewery?
The brewery is just a beautiful brewery. It's been put together well, and there are so many things I liked about it. And one of the things I like best is their owner is when they were talking about the size of the brew house they wanted to buy and what they were building, the owner said, well, I want a brew house big enough where we don't have to run around the clock. We have basically a single shift, 5-day-a-week operation. And that's exactly what Fritz Maytag, my old boss, used to want and did. And so I was so impressed that somebody thinks like that because it makes a big difference. It makes a big difference in the
I know I'm really handsome and you want to look at me, but every time you go off that mic, it gets a little dicey. So.
Gotcha. But they're just great guys, and they've done a great brewery they can be so proud of, and their beers are so good.
It's super clean. It's like, and there is something to be said for having quite a bit of startup money. So they've done a lot of good deeds, and also very sustainable as well. And then
I didn't mention that. Now I'll tell you why. Because when I first started working for Fritz, very often people would say, "Well, of course he's successful. He's got money." But listen, it takes way more than money to be successful. It takes a great vision, and it takes some brains and the right people, the right team. And it was my impression from Seismic that they have that, you know. So there's a lot of people with a lot of money who failed, and I just think they've done a fabulous job.
Where else did you take
the
pilots?
The other place we went to was Hen House. And I've always liked Hen House. I think they do some great beers, and I saw Colin McDonald there. I love their Oyster Stout. That I think is a great beer. And
have we ever had that in here?
Oh, yeah, a few times. They've been in here probably 6 or 7 times.
Was I here?
You were drinking wine instead of the beer.
No, you had a taste.
Okay, because I love oysters.
Because we were talking about actually having oysters
in the
beer.
That's right. That's right.
And
that's
you
right.
did like it.
And you like the Saison, actually.
Yeah. Right. And so they gave me a their Kubik's Landing to bring up today, an IPA. That has a mixture of German hops, American hops, and New Zealand hops. And it's a very good beer. And again, they've done a fabulous job there. They're just nice people, and they're well organized, and I think they deserve their success also.
Where is Seismic?
Seismic is right behind Auto Row.
Oh, yeah.
It's not open to the public, though.
That's
right. But they're opening a tap room soon in the Barlow.
That's like
they are. Yeah.
Standish or kind near GNC.
Yeah, like behind, more like behind the Toyota like service center, kind of back that way.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. And the and Hen House is actually very close by, and they do have a tap room, so it's we're so blessed with the breweries. We have here in Sonoma. It's truly unbelievable. Then we went to lunch at Russian River, had fabulous pizza and some great beers. I mean, you know, this place is too much. You know, why would you live anywhere else?
Don't look at me.
Yeah.
I've been here a long time, and I ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And I love being retired. I was supposed to go riding today, and these guys called me, and I said, well, I'll go tomorrow.
Well, you can go any day riding. You got horses at your place.
Between my wife and my daughter and everybody else, somebody's always pulling on me. But yeah, and Herlinda came out and went riding at Point Reyes.
Nice.
She rode my horse Ron, who's just a big happy guy, and you feel very safe on Ron. And we had a nice ride. And she saw some elk. Saw a great bull elk. And
what's a bull elk?
Yeah, elks.
That would be a male elk.
Correct. Elks are bulls and cows, not bucks and does.
Okay, right.
And so we saw a great bull elk, and it's very, if anybody likes to go hiking, you go out to Muddy Hollow, and there's a loop out there you can take, and starting in August, this time of year, that the elks are starting to do their thing with the female elks, and they go out there and they whistle for the girls.
That's why I went.
Yeah, they whistle for the girls, and these are majestic animals, the Thule elk. They're just huge, and they have these giant racks. And it's really something.
That's what
to see.
She said.
Yeah.
Get my mind out of the gutter, please.
It was amazing. We finished with a beer sitting on
bowls
the,
yeah. whistling at females
at girls,
with big rats.
Exactly. Yeah.
All righty. We're wrapping up a short version of Brouhaha with her, Linda, and the great Mark Carpenter from Anchor.
Hello.
You at Seismic, you got because you brought in this thing. It's what do you call it? A growler?
A growler. They were nice enough to give me this growler.
Hold on.
Hey, Mike.
Which one is? Thank you.
Okay, now you're on.
Yeah, they were nice enough to give me this growler.
And it's got no label, which I like.
Yes.
So what is it?
It's called Alluvium. It's a nice light beer that they have on draft around town, and they're going to come out with it in cans very soon.
Oh.
Nice. And so it was really nice of them to take care of us. I said, what beer do you want me to mention? And so I think for all the Alluvium fans, which I'm sure there's lots, that you don't have to head to your bar every day. You can have some at home coming up very soon.
What did you drink at Russian River with the guys while you were there?
Oh, I had Dribble Belt. I like Dribble Belt.
That's
at Russian
one of my
River.
Dribble?
Dribble Belt.
I've never heard of that.
Tell them
one.
What the Dribble Belt is.
Well, the Dribble Belt, which I had to learn.
I mean, I'm wearing a Dribble belt, but that has nothing to do with beer.
Me too. But it's funny because I didn't know, and I've been to the hop yards many, many times, and somehow it escaped me. It's a belt that runs under the hop picking machine that picks up some of the cones that fall off. And so they kind of before they go away, there's a few cones that'll make it.
Now, when you say cones, are you talking hops?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, hops.
Yeah, they look like little pine cones.
Right, okay, yeah. But they're hops.
Yes, yeah. They're hops, yeah.
Wow.
And so the Dribble Belt is that part of the hop picking machine.
Very cool.
It's a great name for a beer, I think.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
It's a great beer.
Yeah. All right. Tomorrow, who from Jimmy from Lagunitas?
Yeah, Jimmy Jacobs from Lagunitas, who has been there from practically the beginning. He helped start their music program at Lagunitas, but he's gotten into doing more with the community these days as they've evolved and grown. And so he's one of the originals, like, Ron. And he's going to be coming in and talking about two big things, two exciting things that Lagunitas is going to be doing. And one of them is going to blow your mind.
I love having my mind blown. Are you coming in tomorrow or are you going to be riding horses?
I'm going to be riding horses. Yeah. I was supposed to be riding today.
That's right. You had to move that.
I want to go next week.
Exactly.
All right. We'll see you, Mark Carpenter, next week. We'll see you, Linda, tomorrow. A special edition of Brouhaha on the Friday Drive.